Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
We're back with more Free Talk Live, and you may join us here, even though we're live on location. You can actually join us in the studio here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, as well as online at freetalklive.com. You can join us on the phone lines at 855-450-FREE, and you can bring up anything that you might like to discuss here. Even though we're live on location, we cannot take Skype calls. Just a heads up, in case you're trying to call us on Skype, that will not be a success tonight. Internet is at a very, very...
That's just not going to work.
...premium here. I don't know if that's the right word, but it's very hard to get internet. Ian and Mark...
Body at best.
Yeah, Ian and Mark in the studio here, and we've got interesting special guests slated throughout the week to talk to us about what their story is. Why are they here at Porkfest? What are they bringing to the table, so to speak? And our next guest knows a thing or two about bringing things to the table because he cooks specifically with sriracha, which is the sort of renowned hot sauce, sort of, I don't know, oriental hot sauce. How do you describe what sriracha is? There's chili peppers in there. I know that much, right? Randy Clemens, welcome.
Thank you. That is correct. There are typically fermented chilies, garlic, sugar, salt, and vinegar, and it's a Thai-style hot sauce.
Thai-style, okay.
Yeah, originally it's from Thailand, and I have a bottle of some Thai stuff with me that someone made at home in Bangkok, and it's his family's recipe, and he sent it to me in the mail. I got it, like, just before Porkfest, so I brought it with.
Similar?
It's actually very different, much thinner in consistency and a little spicier, sweeter. You guys are welcome to try it if you
like. That looks like more of like a salsa picante look to it.
Yeah, it's used more as a dipping sauce, actually, than as a condiment or, you know, something you would squirt. I hate that word. That you squirt on your food. So anyway, this guy just wanted to send me some of his family's hot sauce, and I was like, well, I'll send you books if you
like. Does that happen to you all the time as the sriracha guy? People are constantly trying to ply you with their hot sauce?
On more than one handful's worth of occasions, yeah. So it's a cool, unexpected perk, to say the least.
I would say that's good. A very good hot sauce. It's just not sriracha.
Well, of course.
Is that how you say it? I'm saying it wrong.
So it's from a town in Thailand called Siracha. So if you were Thai, you'd break it with like these three distinct syllables.
Siracha.
Siracha.
So the first R is actually not pronounced in Thai?
Correct.
Siracha.
But just here in America, I think everyone just says Sriracha. I mean, there are all kinds of bastardizations of it, but I think Sriracha is the least bastardized. So
a little message to the guy who made this hot sauce, man. You are one bad mamma jamma.
It's really good.
Yeah.
So
it's got an extra kick.
Randy, let's go back a little bit here to who you are and, you know, how you ended up here. How did you become the Sriracha guy or Sriracha guy?
Well, actually my buddy who's here with me, my friend Fee, who's visiting from Los Angeles, we've been friends since high school, and
he looks like he can handle some spicy food.
He can. His mom makes some mean spicy food, so he's Vietnamese, and I'd never had Vietnamese food before I met him, and I ended up spending a lot of time with him, both because we were friends, but also because we were in marching band and jazz band together, mm-hmm. and we spent a ridiculous amount of time together as a result, and so he lived much closer to school than I did, and I'd stay at his house and got to fall in love with his mom's cooking, and one day there was a bottle of sriracha out on the table, and I just...
She didn't feel like making her own?
Yeah, lazy. your mom's so lazy, V. It was just chilling there, and I don't know, I was curious about it, gave it a try, and
fell in love.
The clouds parted and the sun shone through and my life started.
Now these books, looking at them here, I mean, they're not small books by any stretch of the imagination. There's a lot of recipes in these.
Yeah, so fast forward a few years, I went through culinary school and was cooking with sriracha. Mm-hmm. I liked using it as a condiment, but I also really liked it as an ingredient. So it's good on things, but I also found that it was really great in things. Yeah. And it's got a kind of chameleon flavor that plays really well with a lot of different cuisines without being overpowering.
Right,
so
I've only eaten it in pho, right? And I've squirted it in there and I get it in real good in the pho and there's plenty of it. But I don't put it on eggs or anything like that. I just kind of stop. It's just pho.
And, well, the breakfast chapter.
Am I saying that right, too?
Pho.
Pho.
Yeah. And so the breakfast chapters are actually two of my favorites. In both of the books. So, like, yeah, eggs are an exceptional thing to put sriracha on or in. They're great in omelets, and you get a wonderful color that way, too, if you actually mix it in with the eggs before you cook it.
Right.
It's really cool orange.
Yeah. It looks rich.
Omelets.
You know, like it makes even farm fresh eggs look even healthier.
Right, yeah. So I just kind of had been cooking with sriracha over the years, and I think one of the first things, it wasn't rocket science, it was just I was out of, like, Frank's Red Hot, and I wanted to make buffalo wings, and so I put some sriracha and honey and green onions and sesame seeds and tried to make it, you know, kind of Asian or something, and it turned out nice. Yeah, and so over the years, I kind of accumulated these, and finally I just thought, like, there have been a few other ideas I'd had about, like, man, I'd make a cool cookbook, and then someone else did it, independent of me, of course, but it was just like, damn it. So
wait, someone else did a sriracha cookbook?
No. Like, on separate ideas that I'd had. And so in this instance, it was a matter of, like, someone else is going to do this if I don't. So, like,
got it.
Why not?
Like, and did you have any trouble, like, running out of the words, synonyms for zesty?
You know, I tend to be conscious of that. I try to be, because I don't like repeating those kinds of words, and I hate
zesty
using, like,
a really good word for it, though.
Delicious, yeah. You know, I try to have some actual meaning behind the words, not just letters.
What? How did you end up publishing? Was it a self-published thing, or how'd that work?
No, so I actually ended up going with 10 Speed Press, which is a West Coast publisher, and I was born and raised in Los Angeles, and it just so happened that in finding out, like, how one would go about pitching a cookbook with no agent or anything like that, I went looking for a publisher that had printed books with a single subject before or with a focus on sauces, and I came across 10 Speed Press's webpage, and there was, like, a banner on the front page that was like, oh, brand new book from Peter Reinhardt, who's this kind of bread god who I'd worshipped since I was in high school, and I have some of his cookbooks, and he and I had actually interacted a few times before, and so I just kind of sent an email like, hey, Peter, remember me, and kind of explained what I wanted to do, and
got you the connections.
Well, he you know, explained that this is where you send your book proposal, to which I, of course, replied, well, how does one put together a book proposal? And he was just overly helpful.
Oh, that's cool.
And yeah, connected with me with my now former editor. She's moved on to another position.
And there's a zillion books out there. I mean, how did your book make it? I mean, what made it stick? What got you the title, The Sriracha Guy? I mean, it must have blown up at some point. I mean, what happened?
Only people from the Free State Project call me that.
Really?
And like, one reporter from the Boston Globe called me, like, I think the king of sriracha or something. So I love that people call me that. I think it's, you know, I'll wave and smile and think I think it's great.
Like, are you a celebrity now with, like, upscale moms, middle-aged women just showing their boobs to you when you go to the bookstore? I mean, what?
I'm going to do, like, the manifestation thing and say yes.
That
absolutely happens all the time. Like, too much. they won't stop. It's really, it's distracting, in fact. So just tone it down a little, ladies, please. But thank you.
Are you originally from California?
Yeah. I was born in Los Angeles.
This is a big change for you, coming to New Hampshire, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Born in L.A., were you in L.A. right before you left?
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah, the only other place I'd lived for any long period of time was San Diego, so, which is kind of like a little bit of L.A. redux.
San Diego, L.A.
Yeah, and I spent many weekends in L.A. when I lived in San Diego, so it was, I spent a winter in New Jersey as well after culinary.
How's Pork Fest going for you?
I'm having a great time.
First time?
Yeah, first time, and just
And you're not cooking, right? You're just having a good time.
I'm cooking on Thursday for the one pot cook-off.
One pot, okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, so
you're gonna pwn the one pot.
I hope to, but you know, there's gonna be some heat. So yeah. I know that's not everyone's cup of tea, you know. But I also, you don't come to the table with a hot sauce cookbook and bring something that's not
right,
spicy.
Absolutely.
And like, the first review of the first book that came out was like in the LA Times, and they made the sriracha coleslaw that's in there, and which uses a lot of sriracha. Most recipes are a quarter cup and up, but like for four servings, so it's not crazy talk. But
so it's red.
Yeah.
Color.
Yeah. Well, but then there's also fresh jalapenos in there because they're delicious. But this wonderful food writer who I otherwise like couldn't handle it and was just, but I don't know, what do you do? Like, if it wasn't that spicy, what's the point of making a hot sauce cookbook?
Yeah, for
you
sure.
You know, it's just, well, here's a you know, I don't know, here's a mild cookbook. I don't want a frickin' mild cookbook.
Well, sriracha isn't exactly the hottest hot sauce out there. I mean, you know, chopping up the jalapenos probably what did it with the coleslaw would be my guess. So, I mean, you know, what I find with it is that I can't get quite enough heat for my pho. And there's other times, by the way, that I'm like, oh, I got it up my nose. So, you know, I don't know.
Can you stick with us for one second?
Oh, yeah, I'm not going anywhere.
Randy Clemens is here. He's the author of the Sriracha Cookbook. And there's also the Veggie Lovers version as well, so a vegan variant on this. So really a Sriracha Cookbook for everyone.
Yes.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We'll talk more about the Porcupine Freedom Festival and how Randy ended up here. Coming up on Free Talk Live.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Thank you.
And we're back now with more Free Talk Live, live from Porkfest 2015, the 12th annual edition of this awesome event that Mark and I have had the privilege of broadcasting live every night from for several years. We've been here since 2007 doing Porkfest, and we made the move here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project in 2006. We've got Randy Clemens with us here on our third microphone, and he is the author of the Sriracha Cookbook and the other Veggie Lovers Sriracha Cookbook. So, Randy, thanks for sticking with us for an extra segment. I know there's always something else to be doing here at Porkfest. So.
Just smoking more, and that can always wait.
We can do that later. Mark, Peacekeeper. Tell me what's going on with Peacekeeper 2.0.
So Peacekeeper is an app, and it was a very successful app, but it had some bugs in it, and that's Peacekeeper 1.0. What it was is an app that allows you to network with friends, neighbors, people that live nearby you, other app users that might be able to respond in case of emergency for you, and vice versa, you respond for them. And the idea is to respond quickly. So, for instance, if my neighbors, one of them has some kind of problem, and this has actually happened, they can call, they can get a hold of me much more quickly than they can, the fire department. The fire department's going to be 10 minutes away or something like that. Police is probably the same. And you can respond that much more quickly. And this is a really great idea. And to some extent, this can replace emergency services if it gets fleshed out fully enough. And
that's what they're trying to do.
Yeah, that's what really is so important about Peacekeeper 2.0. What they're doing is they're running an Indiegogo campaign, and they, looking for people to get their, what they call those prizes, different levels of sponsorship.
There you go.
The perks. Kudos.
Perks.
Yeah. Perks. Yeah, go get your perks. Just go to PK, as in Peacekeeper, pk.freetalklive.com, and check it out. Read their pitch. It's awesome. pk.freetalklive.com.
So Sriracha is your love. It's your passion. In addition to cooking, you went to culinary school. You've been doing this for a while. I'm going to guess you're in your late 20s.
It just turned 30.
Just turned 30.
Yeah, in September.
And you've
it's all downhill from here, buddy.
That's what I keep hearing.
You've made the move to New Hampshire from your home of California in the Los Angeles area. And that's a huge change. A lot of people wouldn't be able to handle the kind of the culture shock involved in moving from the second largest city in the United States, population-wise. It's also much wider than New York City, so you could even argue the city itself is, I think L.A. is wider than New York City.
Geographically, I don't know, man.
It feels like it when I'm in L.A. Like, it feels like everything
just stop.
Just spread mm-hmm. out, whereas New York is, Tennyson is saying something, but I can't understand him.
Way, way bigger.
What is L.A. is? Yeah,
yeah,
way bigger. Says
everybody drives, and
he
not
lives
that
in New York,
yeah.
So he would know. So you moved here to New Hampshire this year.
Yes.
And one of the things you came on my radar when I first saw the Free State Project post about your impending move, because you had made a blog post. What is your website, by the way?
It's very clever. It's my name, randyclemens.com.
Spelled how it sounds, randyclemens.com. And you made a blog post about how you were planning to move to New Hampshire, and that it was in like this imminent thing, that you had just come across the Free State Project very recently, and you had made the decision to move, and you basically moved very shortly after that. So as far as discovery of the Free State Project to actually moving here, what kind of time frame are we talking about?
The short answer is 8 months.
That's pretty good. That's
pretty
fast.
Yeah. The long answer is I've identified as a libertarian since I was about 13 years old, mm-hmm. and I love Los Angeles, despite its many shortcomings, but it is my home, and well, it's where I came from, and I have a great number of friends there, but it's become unsustainable, and just the way taxes are going, the way services are going, the mm-hmm. way just the orange bubble of smog that's over it. It just seems to have gotten worse and worse, and there's just...
Really? I thought they were clearing that out.
That's
apparently not.
Well, that's what they're saying, but...
That way they get people to move there.
Yeah, my eyes see differently. I don't know. Anyway, I was working very hard, and not in the sense of physical labor or anything, but, I just always had my mind racing to produce something as if my value depended on my production. My self-worth was somehow tied to what I made, what I did. And I don't know if that was a product of my environment or what, but I just was no longer comfortable with it, and I felt as though I was kind of running a rat race with yep. no real purpose. I mean, I don't know if I was trying to prove something, like that I could make it as a food writer or something, when I very clearly had, but I just I didn't feel that sense that I was doing something terribly meaningful anymore. And it's not to take away from any of my projects I've done. I'm very, very proud of them. But it was just time for me to change. I really hated seeing everything that was going on with our political system. And
so you'd already felt frustrated with how things were going in California before the Free State Project came across?
Yeah, absolutely.
Your lap,
absolutely.
So?
And it just, I divorced myself from it, you know, sort of sweeping it under the rug of just like, you know, if I just do my thing, it won't bother me. You know, I'm just here doing my thing. But as more and more, you know, taxes are being taken out of my earnings and my spending and my everything, you know, everyone's everything, I just wonder where that's going. And I see it going towards a war I don't support at all, you know, and I have to wonder how much of my work has gone towards killing people that had nothing to do with any moments in the past. They were born after whatever this war is supposed to be based on. And I got tired as hell of my money, that to know that my money goes towards that. And I feel I owe some sense of reparations, you know, in a way. And I became very, very uncomfortable contributing to any of this. And I wanted to find a place where I could comfortably slow down.
How did it come across your purview? I mean, what connected you to the Free State Project? You were already a libertarian, but a lot of libertarians haven't even heard of it.
Correct. So here I was wanting to get out of L.A. I made a list of things I was looking for in a place to live and spent a heck of a lot of time making a very specific list of things I really needed and things that I just enjoy, and was going to, you know, map out a few cities. And I was like, wait a minute, wasn't there this project, this movement I'd heard about before? Because it had come across my radar somewhere along the lines, you know, just by virtue of being with the Libertarian Party. And so I Googled it and found the website, and hours later signed the pledge, and a month and a half later started talking with Mark Warden about looking at properties out here, and came out a few weeks later to look at four, got to the third one, and put a bid in on the house.
New Hampshire able to meet all the criteria of the things you were looking for?
Surprisingly, it was just, it seemed to satisfy almost all of them, if not all. I mean, to the point where, like, I sing in a barbershop chorus I used to in San Diego, and I, Nashua, you know, 30 minutes from where I live. Yeah, the Granite Statesman, multiple award-winning, like, barbershop chorus.
Oh, yeah.
30 minutes from me.
So, big deal. Yeah.
Yeah, so I've been going to that, you know, every Wednesday night, and it's all the little weird things. I like Bikram yoga and just...
Yep.
You're having fun.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm home.
You made the right move.
Yeah, like I miss my friends from California, but I'm going to try to get them to come out here.
If they're libertarians, they could totally come out here. Leave the socialists out there. They're nice folks, but no thanks.
I'm just
really... They love Sriracha, too.
Yeah. I'm just enjoying meeting a lot of people here and hearing their stories and what got them here. I mean, it's
you can do
really
that all
inspiring.
Week long right
really
here
inspiring.
At Pornfest. And thanks for being with us here for the extra segment. I appreciate your time tonight, Randy.
Thanks.
And thanks for making the move. And thanks for the cookbooks. I'll make sure to get them to someone who knows how to cook.
That works. Thanks, guys.
You put them in your kitchen, it makes you look like you know what you're
there
doing.
There you go. That's a good idea. Somebody will come along.
Bake it till you make it.
And I always have a bottle of sriracha in my
It is a cookbook. It does give you instructions on how to.
Good point.
Right? Like you could.
I'll figure this out.
You could attempt that.
It's free talk.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to more Free Talk Live here from Porkfest 2015, the 12th annual edition of an awesome event that happens for an entire week, Sunday through Sunday. We're here on night number 3 of 7. We'll be broadcasting live every single night from this awesome event with wonderful people here all week long. It's just a great time. Please come out and join us. It's not too late to get up here. Porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. It gets huge over the weekend, so it's still not too late. You don't want to miss this event. There's always something going on to compete with us, so thank you to everybody who's taken the time to come out and join us here in the studio tonight, including our wonderful guests, Ernie Hancock, now here with us on mic number 3. Hey, Ernie.
Good evening. I'm always good morning, man. It's rare I'm up at late at night like you guys.
Yeah, you guys, you host the morning show here, Declare Your Independence. You actually get to stay up a little bit later because normally you are getting up at like 5 in the morning to do your show because you're in Arizona most of the year.
It goes 6 and then 7.
Yeah.
And so, it's like, you know, because Arizona doesn't change time. You know, everybody
else. It's the only state.
Yeah, so we're like, it's, you know, half of the year we're on Pacific California time, the other half
it's mountain time.
And I'm just like, it's really confusing for national radio.
Is that great or is that not so great? Because I mean,
I don't care. It just sucks that everybody else is different all the time.
Yeah, right. I wish we could end daylight savings time. I really hate it. I think that New Hampshire needs to outlaw that.
In many cases, I wonder if we, I wish we could get rid of standard time, you know, just the way that.
Or whichever one. Get rid of one of them so we don't have to change the damn clocks around.
Right. There's got to be a better system. But then again, you can't get Americans go for the metric system either. So, you know, change.
I'm a big metric system fan, but guys my age and older, man, they're on my butt. I'm going, it's so freaking simple.
Yeah.
I mean, fractions versus decimals. Let me think for a second.
Right. In European schools, they don't even learn fractions. I mean, to them,
fraction,
it's a math
what's
problem.
That?
Right.
Have the nothing... stock market crap.
Right. No, makes no sense.
So, Ernie.
South Park has gotten rid of it. Everybody but, you know, the average, but tape measures has gotten rid of it.
Hmm.
So, Ernie, so we've been talking off and on throughout the show tonight. You haven't probably heard much of the discussion about my trip to the border today. We had
tell me.
We had an event called Run for the Border, where me and four other folks, we got in a couple of cars, and we headed out to Derby Line, Vermont, which is right across the border from Stanstead, Canada. It's basically a town divided in two by this border. There's people who are relatives of one another that live on both sides, and over the years, of course, the border patrol has gotten even worse and worse with the restrictions on
how
you cross.
Yeah, but then it goes through a building or something?
There's a line that the border actually does pass through the town library, as a matter of fact. And we tried to go. I really wanted to go and see that, but unfortunately the library was closed due to some Canadian holiday that's happening tomorrow, but for some reason they closed
today. So, no, I tell you what the story is. Yeah, Americans can't go to the library when Canada has a holiday.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I suspect they also close on American holidays as well.
I mean, this is what happens.
Wow, that library's never open.
Two government bureaucracies running the thing together. I mean, they wouldn't say, let's serve our customers better. They're like, oh, yeah, let's serve our employees better.
Oh, government.
You know they get double time on these holidays they don't work, too, right?
Oh, God.
So we're down there. Garrett Ian's there. He's got his camera. I got my video camera. We start walking down the sort of the main drag in town, checking out the border gates that they put up on these streets that previously you could just go up and down, and like people were able to years ago.
Are they manned? Is somebody there?
No, there are cameras watching them. So there are men watching the cameras at the border checkpoint that is in the heart of downtown.
Man, that's really a run for the border.
So, well, we didn't run across that part of the border, but
did they have a lot of warning signs? If you you're going to die a sneaking horrible death. And
there were definitely warning signs, although the ones from the U.S. side, or the ones that were threatening by the U.S. government, actually had a threat on them about this might cost up to $5,000 if you try crossing here, it's illegal to cross here, that kind of thing. And so we
went like a fundraiser. I vote $5,000 get Ian across the border.
No, okay. Not going to do that. But we went. There's two major checkpoints there. There's one on I-91. That's the big one. And then there's another one in the town of Derby Line. That's right, you know, on the line between them and Stanstead. And so first we walked all the way back down to. So we parked in downtown, then walked all the way down to I-91, and we're video recording from the overpass. And U.S. border agents noticed us and started shouting for us to, like, turn the cameras off or go away or something like that. Two of them get in a cruiser and speed around and come over and park on the overpass as we're walking away by this point. Because it's not that interesting to record their facility from the overpass. So we'd already started to leave. And as Garrett and I walk past their car, they stop the car on the other side of the overpass as we're walking on the other side, and Garrett and I are the two with the video cameras, and then the other three are behind us. They wait until four out of the five go past their car before they get out and then like zero in on the last guy in the line of us, basically, because they didn't want to be close to the cameras, is what we suspect. So of course we come back and they're asking, you know, what are we doing there, etc. The whole thing.
Did
about,
you get to retain all this tape?
This is all on video.
Yeah, okay, you got it.
We got all that
on
video.
They didn't beat it out of you or nothing?
No, they didn't. And they didn't get any information out of us either. We just basically kept going. I told them, hey, you know, this is freedom of the press, right? And don't you guys agree with freedom of the press? And they said something like, are you a registered media or are you a media something or other?
Nah,
it sounded like a legal term. So I was like, that sounds like a legal term. I don't know what you're talking about. And so he asked some other question and I said, I don't know what you're talking about. I just, you know, went away from him. And then they left us alone at that point.
Yeah.
So we then went and continued down back into Derby Line and again took a lot of footage of these barriers. There's this one part, Ernie, where it used to, again, these streets used to be open years ago.
No, I'm from a border state. I know how to.
And now they've got like potted plants filled with concrete, I bet, that are literally blocking one of the streets. The others, they've got gates But the funny thing is, it just seems more symbolic than anything else, because if you were really wanting to bust through there, you could just go around the gate. There's like a grassy area next to the gate where you could easily
There's
drive.
A field yeah. around the town
yeah. no, of,
course of a trail
watching.
Of the deer of something.
Now, they're watching, so you know they're going to know, and they're going to radio to the Canada guys if you drive through there. I mean, the Canadian guys have a camera. The U.S. guys have a camera. They've got this covered.
But were the Canadians all concerned? Were they out in battle rattle, you know, on the other side waiting to see you flee so they can light you up? I mean,
well,
you know.
I didn't notice Canadian Border Patrol crawling around on the Stansted side like I did notice in Derby Line. They were everywhere. Border Patrol was constantly up
US
and down.
U.S. Border Patrol.
Yeah, U.S. Border Patrol. So we tried to cross. Eventually, after checking out Derby Line, we eventually decided, all right, well, let's go. We're going to walk across. We didn't want to drive through because it just means more hassle. They can search you and all that. So my goal was to use my World Passport, and other people just had a driver's license. The Canadian guys.
Look at this go to jail free card.
The Canadian guys.
No, I've seen these.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
I've well, anyways, it's a machine readable passport, and it was.
Yeah, no, it's very nice. Looks like a passport for somebody that's claiming they live on Earth or something.
Yep, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And
nice.
It is machine readable, so they can read it with their little scanner in there. So they were able to scan it in, and they said they'd never seen it before, and ultimately that they couldn't accept it because it doesn't show which citizenship that I have. They don't accept world citizens into Canada, apparently. And so I did get my driver's license out, and Canada will let you in with just a driver's license. You do not have to have a passport. The U.S. guys say you have to have a passport to get back in, but that's not really true.
Yeah, they're trying to make it that. It's in that regulatory, we said you can kind of, if somebody pushes it, we're going to arrest you, and we'll go to court and drop it later.
They could give you a hard time. I don't know if they would arrest you. I think they would just detain you for an uncomfortable period of time.
That has been the case in Arizona.
They will arrest people in Arizona?
No, they will always let you in.
Right.
They'll warn you and
they'll hassle
the back
you.
Of your wrist
right.
and give you all kinds of
and
problems.
That's what I had heard, but I wanted to see it for myself. I wanted to see what would actually happen. So ultimately, four out of the five of us got through on the Canadian side with just driver's licenses, basically. Although Mehdi had his Canadian passport, so he was a little different. The rest of us
by
were
us,
the
you
US.
Mean you didn't get to go?
Four out of the five. I did not make it because I have some criminal charges. I've got some misdemeanors, and you have to wait and then go through some sort of process to, you know, get okayed to get through Canada. And so they rejected me. It took like an hour and a half to get my checks done.
Wow.
It was ridiculous.
Could you have walked away at that point?
I did
once
not
the
ask
process,
that.
Once the process yet. Began, could you begin then begin to leave?
I
don't want to play anymore.
You know what? Thanks so much, guys, for all your service. I'm out of here.
Yeah, I highly doubt it because at the end they gave me an official form that I had to take to the U.S. side that said that I was officially declined access to Canada.
Officially?
So, yeah, so had I not had that form when I went back to the U.S., that might have looked bad or something. So anyway, we can come back with more on what it was like on the U.S. side here because the Canadian guys were actually pretty nice, all things considered. We'll come back with more here, though. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, my name's Cody, and I want to tell you about Peacekeeper. Peacekeeper is the world's first decentralized peer-to-peer protection system. We are developing a smartphone app that revolutionizes how people protect one another. Peacekeeper is a disruptive alternative to the status quo.
Peacekeeper is a leap forward in protection services, allowing neighbors to respond far more quickly than police and fire services can. And this is a real community builder, too.
Visit peacekeeper.org and join us.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
All loans subject to one tax score approval must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need OnDeck, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At OnDeck, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
We're back with more Free Talk Live here live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the final segment for tonight, but certainly not the final show for the week. In fact, we're not even halfway done yet. It's show number 3 tonight, and we've got 7 to do here from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. The festival just ramps up and up and up, and more people show up as the week goes on. Of course, a lot more people show up on Friday, given that, you know, some people have to work this week, and they can only get up here for the weekend. So it's going to blow up as the weekend gets even closer. With more there's more things to do here during the day than you can possibly accomplish. There's so much happening simultaneously scheduled here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I don't even have the schedule. I don't know what's going on tomorrow. I don't even know what happened today. Mark, what did you do today here? I've been gone for hours in this border patrol adventure. This was my entire day almost.
Well, I got to hear a few speeches. Lenore Skenazy did her round table. Skenazy did her round table trying to figure out how to put some pressure on communities to allow people to have more free-range kids sort of situations going on. There was a paleo speech given by Matt Phillips. I also saw a young couple that is, they're fellows at the Mises Institute, but they're moving to Liechtenstein because, you know, they've looked at it and it's supposedly the most libertarian country in many ways. So they're going to go, you know, live there. And they made their little pitch on it. It was very interesting. And a guy who was looking at ambi-consciousness, ambi-cognizance, the ways to sort of use both sides of your brain.
Oh, wow.
It's all very interesting.
Yeah, there's always interesting people here with cool stuff to talk about. And you can join us again, porknest.com.
My favorite was Jason Sorens, the creator of the Free State Project, and Baron Swearingen, one of the past presidents, probably the longest president of, as far as tenure goes. They gave just a sort of a speech on the history of the Free State Project.
Cool.
So I enjoyed that.
So Ernie Hancock is here with us. He's a guy who maybe has a little bit of experience on the southern border. I went today, you live in Arizona, and I went today to with a group of activists to the northern border at Derby Line, Vermont, and Stanstead, Canada. I really wanted to go into Canada and have some lunch. Unfortunately, I was unable to do that due to some criminal convictions. And I had heard that there were some misdemeanors that would prevent you from getting into Canada, and apparently I got a couple of them on my...
So they did check you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
so
that's what...
They ran and said, you're not allowed.
That's what took so long. So it took literally an hour to, like, to an hour and a half of just sitting in their office waiting. Now, it wasn't an unpleasant wait. We were chatting with these guys the whole time.
You know, I'm wondering
super
how
friendly.
Long it takes that long for them to say not allowed.
It did take that long, yeah.
But I'm wondering why, though.
It's government, man. I mean, they take forever just to do anything. I mean, that's just how it goes.
They go, no. He looks like a nice boy. Let's go ask somebody else.
Yeah, they did
no,
have to call
No. He's such a nice boy. Let's go ask somebody.
They did have to call it in. The lady was on the phone for a while in the back. So, yeah, and then eventually what happened was they let four out of the five of us go into Canada. One dude stayed behind just kind of hang out with me. And then it took them an extra 20 or so minutes to actually get the answer on me because there's apparently like a 6-page criminal history or something like that.
Why did the rest of them need to stay that long?
It took that long. To run criminal back history checks or something like that. I honestly,
are these for the average citizen? It would take that long? Is that what your claim is?
I have no idea,
because
Mark.
Because what I think
I
happened
know.
is the Border Patrol that you had an interaction with earlier in the day said. They put a little, they called ahead and said, ring, ring, hey, Canada,
yeah.
We got a bunch of a-holes.
It could have been that.
Special, extra special a-hole.
And
treatment.
It also could have been because I walked up, and Garrett and I walked up with video cameras rolling. At
well,
the
I got to ask a question. Were you wearing that shirt?
Yes.
Okay, let me describe this shirt. It has, immigrant caught in the Southwest. I don't know if you have it here, but
I haven't seen it.
It shows three people, two adults, teens,
silhouettes,
pulling a little child in silhouette. And it's usually depicted on yellow signs that say immigrant crossing or something. Like, watch out, you might run over somebody, you know. But I'm not even sure if it's real. I mean, it's always used in everything. But anyway, so it's kind of a
so you've never seen it in real life.
It's kind of mean. You know, I think I have.
Okay.
You know, but anyway, instead of say immigrant, it says immigrate.
That's right. I
you
love
know, G-R-E-A-T, immigrate. I noticed that. I go, that's an awesome shirt. I'm wondering.
Great as though it is great.
So he was doing activism for that hour and a half, just having him stare at his shirt as what was going on.
So I think it really had to do with, Mark, the fact that we walked up while recording, and that kind of set the tone, at least to some extent, for, okay, this is different, right? Here are a couple guys coming up with video cameras.
So we're going to do our job exactly.
And so it made me wonder what would happen if somebody just went in a car with a driver's license. I don't think they would have as much of a problem getting through. I think they might run a quick check or something like that. And anyway, there was something else interesting that happened on the Canadian side, because, again, there was questions, right? Like, you know, kind of questions about where are you coming from, where were you born, that kind of thing. But
not my joke.
But also he said later that he had asked me if I had ever had any trouble with the law.
Yeah, that's the question they ask.
And I didn't remember that, because what he had asked me prior to that question was, have you ever been to Canada before? And I said yes to that. And then he had said something, I thought he said, have you ever been arrested in Canada? But apparently the question was, have you ever had trouble with the law? And he tells me this later in the office, and he goes, look, you know, I'd asked you this question, you said no. And I said, well, I thought you asked me if I had any, you know, arrests in Canada. I have not been arrested in Canada. He said, well, I didn't ask you that. I asked you, have you ever had trouble with the law?
That's enough for the FBI to put you away forever. That's what they did to Martha Stewart for like a year.
And now, you know, we've got this criminal record that you have of all these convictions or whatever, these arrests. And I was like, I said, well, if that was the case, I apologize, because I figured you were going to run a criminal check and that you'd find all those arrests. And I thought, okay, they're going to arrest me at this point, right? Like, you know, I lied. I didn't intend to lie. Like, I didn't think that was the question I was being asked. I thought they were talking about Canada.
Did he have it on videotape?
But in other places...
It's not the question he asked.
You're not videotaping this.
No, I didn't ask the question because he didn't have it on videotape. He says one thing, you say another.
That's what it was, right? Like, so I took his word for it, but they were okay enough to not do anything about it, right? Like, they just had a conversation with me about it. I thought if this was the U.S., I'd be in handcuffs by now, right? But the guys on the Canadian side, and this was my experience with Canada previously, a few years ago when I crossed over was that they were just better than the U.S. guys. They were more friendly. The whole time we were in there was almost the whole time we were having conversation with this guy, and you know, he was super nice. I had to stop recording though as soon as we approached, so none of the interactions beyond the initial portion was recorded on video. It just wasn't going to happen. They weren't going to check our documents. They were going to let us through or anything if we didn't stop recording. So unfortunately, it couldn't be recorded. They told me, well, you can talk to the media division and then, you know, ask
if it's okay to record. Yes, we shall call them.
But they ultimately gave me the list of requirements for people that get, even if you get approval from the media division, even if we were to get approval, we would only be authorized to film wide shots from a public area only. So it really would be useless to even jump through whatever hoops that we would have to do. And so I ended up having to agree to not use a certain portion of the footage. So once we got too close to the area, she let me keep the footage, but I agreed to not use it, so I'm not going to.
So what are they hiding there?
Video together.
I mean, they won't let you take the video. We can talk about it on the radio. There's nothing they can do. Come on, Canada, come get me.
What happened? It's called a telephoto lens.
They certainly have plenty of their own cameras there. So anyway, going back to the U.S., I had to turn around right then. Oh. Everybody else went in. Thank you for to the Muslims for Liberty for bringing out more delicious food here tonight.
Thank you, loyal subjects.
Thank you.
So I was finally released with my form, and I had to go immediately back to the United States. But by this time, everybody else was in Canada. So they went to Canada. They went and had some lunch and grabbed me some pizza from the Canadian place that they went to, and they actually crossed back over with the Canadian pizza.
They delivered a pizza from Canada
to me waiting over in the U.S. side.
Hell, nobody went to jail for that one.
So on the U.S. side...
Drones!
One of the guys that was on the U.S. side was one of the guys who chased us down earlier that I was talking about when we were videoing. And he was actually all right. And to the U.S. guys' credit, they weren't terrible, but they were definitely more martial than the Canadian guys. There was more of like a military feel. They had the military haircuts and that kind of thing. But the Canadian guys were just kind of laid back and, you know, taking it easy.
That's all right. They're going to be replaced with robots with machine guns like they're doing on the North and South Korean border.
So they looked at my IDs, and they sent me into the office where I had to wait until they were done with somebody else, and then there was this questioning process. A lot more questions on the U.S. side, and a lot of questions about citizenship, like, what is your citizenship? And I, of course, did not like this question because I don't like the idea of being a U.S. citizen. I don't believe in citizenship.
I was born in a hospital in Florida.
I didn't give them that answer, but I also, at the same time, never really answered the question about, am I a U.S. citizen? I would sort of dodge it by saying something like, well, you guys would probably consider me to be a U.S. citizen.
I was born in a hospital in Florida. It worked for me down there. It's like a legal question. They want you under their jurisdiction.
Yeah.
We rule you. And I go, I don't know. I was born in a hospital in Florida.
So after a bunch of questions,
now that I self-declare as a king, you can simply say, I am a subject of King Mark I.
Yeah, well, I didn't do that. But what I did do was I kind of dodged around the question, and he ended up like telling me that he was a patriot and that he loves the United States, and I ended up getting a lecture about how the U.S. is so much better than other countries, and I need to have a passport. It was an interesting detail. Apparently, you can use an expired passport, according to these bureaucrats, to get back into the United States as proof of citizenship here, even though it's expired. It's too bad I threw mine away, I think. Anyway, we're out of time for tonight. Ernie Hancock in tomorrow morning on LRN.FM for Declare Your Independence at 9 a.m. Eastern. We'll see you tomorrow night here at Porkfest 2015. Thanks for being here.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID to transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold Shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.